Hello. Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Hello, it's Katrina Cavanaugh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on Om Times Radio. And today I am talking to you all the way from Australia, which is no different to any other day so far. I always talk to you all the way from Australia. I've got a little chesty, funny, throaty thing again. So anyway, we're just a little funny thing. So every now and again, I'm going to have to clear my throat. Sorry. But we'll get through it. So... well, today's show is all about suffering. It's all about suffering. And primarily what I'm talking about is, you know, the question of does suffering really make you a better person? Because there's certainly a line of thinking out there that we have to suffer to flourish, we have to suffer to ascend and grow. And it's through our experience of suffering that we learn more about ourselves. And whilst all of those things are true, I know some other things as well about life based on what, you know, my spiritual friends have told me and based also on what, you know, the souls of those who shared with me as they crossed and passed over. So today's show is really, once again, it's about bringing those two sides of the work I do, which is mind work and energy work, and bringing it together. As you know, this show is all about, this is the home. When you come and connect with me here, I'm creating a sacred place or a space where we share everyday wisdom for your life, because for me, I'm wanting to move beyond the concepts and actually give you some concrete steps that you can take to really experience yourself in the way that you're here to experience yourself, the way that your life is meant to be. So given that suffering is a feature of every single person's life, including myself, of course, I thought it would be a good idea to do a whole show just on suffering, because, you know, what is the purpose of it? You know, is there power on it? You know, so we will be exploring that today. We'll be exploring the power and the purpose of suffering, and I'm wanting to give you some understanding so that with the view that you may also experience some relief about why suffering is present in every single person's life. It also may help you take yourself off the hook, right? Because often when we suffer, we think it's about something being intrinsically wrong with us, and yet it is not. It is not. So I'm going to explain what I mean by that to you. It's going to be a very important show today, and I just trust that whoever is listening to this show is doing so because your ears are meant to be hearing the content of this show right now. So if you're listening live, hello, 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 hello. And if you're listening as a podcast you've picked up later, then hello, hello, hello. I love the flexibility of a show like this, that you can listen live and get the feeling of that. But you can also pick it up as a podcast and listen at your leisure. So it means you can be doing the ironing, you can be driving in your car. I listen to a lot of podcasts when I'm driving. You can be driving in your car, you might be doing the dishes, you could be cleaning the house, you could be going for a walk, you could be running on the treadmill, just all of those things could be happening. So, yes, so wherever you are, I'm just really grateful that you're listening and I trust that you're here. I hope that if you like this show, you might do one thing, and that is tell someone that you care about that you like this show and sort of guide them in the direction of this show. And the idea I got for that kind of a message is from another fellow that I listen to regularly. He has a great podcast series. So if you're always looking for good podcasts to listen to, then there's a fellow called Osher Gunsberg. So that's O-S-H-E-R. Gunsberg is, I do know it. Sorry, Osher, I do know it. It's G-U-N-S-B-E-R-G. I'll just check that for you. Yes. OSHERGUNSBERG. So oshergunsberg.com is, he's got a website, but he also has a podcast. He has brilliant people on there from all over the world. Really interesting. And after listening to a lot of podcasts in the last few months, I have to say that the thing I like about Osher is, and I will declare I know him. So the thing about Osher is he's very personable. And so, you know, it's important to declare you know someone. So, I know of him. So, I have that awareness. I have an awareness of who he really is through my knowing of him. And, you know, we've crossed paths. I guess we could say that we've crossed paths in as I sort of hang around that or frequent the media world a little bit, we've crossed paths. And so through knowing him, I know that he's a really genuine person. But not only is he a genuine, authentic person, which is I love authentic people. It's such a relief to be around authentic people. He's also someone who is very clever. He's very gifted at what he does. So he has this phenomenal ability. You can sit in the same space as him and you can feel really comfortable because that's what he does. He's over in Australia. He's a very, very well-known celebrity on mainstream media. He's the host of a show called The Bachelor over here at the moment. He used to host Australian Idol years ago. And he's got his own podcast. He's doing a lot of projects. He's a very busy boy. But I'm a busy man. He's not a boy. But if you're looking for a really good quality podcast, I can't recommend his podcast more highly. The other thing I wanted to talk to you today about is So thanks for listening, everyone. I love talking to you live. It means that I don't get to, as I said before, I don't get to edit out the little, I shouldn't have finished that sentence that way. So you get me in my complete natural state, which is lovely. This is who I am. I'm a little bit of everything. But my intention is purely about being of service to you, and I really hold a strong desire that when I'm working with you, or whether it's through you listening to me here on this radio or podcast, or you are simply, whether you're listening to me or whether I'm working with you as a client, you're participating in my workshop, or you're coming to one of my events, you're reading my book, whichever way you're connecting with me, that you are, my intention is always that you feel a shift within yourself, and that shift feels nice, and that you really come into an awareness of who you truly are. Okay, so that's my intention. Today, this show is about suffering, and one of the things that I want to talk about today is, given that it is actually about suffering, is I want to direct you to Facebook. Certainly go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Katrina Kavanaugh, CAVANOUGH. But if you are, there's a person that I know, and her name is Nicole Ackhurst, and she has a business called Hush Photography. So I want you to go to Facebook, and up on the little finder, I want you to type in Hush Photography, H-U-S-H Photography. And when you click on that, you will see that she has got a beautiful story where she's sharing and therefore raising money. She's sharing her own story, Nicole is, about the loss of her baby, Ava. And she's created a fundraising platform to raise funds for a very special cause called the Heartfelt, I think it's a foundation or organization. Heartfelt are a beautiful group of people who, when a baby is born and they pass away, so whether they're born during the gestation, so some babies, as you know, are born, 19, 20 weeks and beyond, around about there. Some babies are actually born and they arrive on the planet and then they're full term and then they pass away. The Heartfelt organisation is a very, very special organisation that actually goes into the hospitals, into the birthing units, and they offer the parents to take photographs of their beloved child that's just passed away, and the photographs are done beautifully and tastefully. I know how important this is because I worked for a very long time as a frontline social worker in hospital setting, and I used to be one of the social workers who would be present when these passings occurred, when these babies passed away. So I know what it's like to be present as a witness, certainly not in my own experience, but present as a witness to that experience. And I know the deep grief and the mixed emotion and the confusion and the fear and the guilt and the absolute brutal pain that the parents feel when their beautiful, beloved baby has only lived for a certain period of time, and then they've passed away. So I know also how important it is for the grieving process to have some form of memory. And for some people, taking a photograph is not comfortable for them. But for many, it is a beautiful gift. It's a beautiful gift. Now, what Nicole has done is she has shared her own story. It's a phenomenal story, this Nicole's experience. So Nicole is a photographer. She runs her own business. She does beautiful work, sort of like lifespan work. So sorry, Nicole, if I'm not describing this correctly. She does great lifespan work where she would photograph babies right through to, you know, in their childhood, right through to significant life events, like whatever it is. That's her focus. And she does beautiful works. If you go to her page, you'll see that. She's based down here in the Wollongong area, but I think she travels a little bit further afield based on the needs of the people. But what she does is, what was amazing is she was, in addition to that, you know, she has her own really beautiful family. But anyway, in addition to that, she was also a heartfelt photographer, which is a volunteer work. She's a volunteer position. So she was one of these photographers that would go up into the birthing units and take photographs and offer a photographic memory, if the family's wanted that, of their little beautiful bubba that's passed away. And then she herself had her own experience of growing a baby for a period of weeks and that baby passing away. And she herself needed a heartfelt photographer herself. So I'm going to continue this story. I'm going to share with you, and this is going to then explain to you why we're talking about suffering today. And I'm going to give you the link to her little platform that she's got where she's growing a beautiful bundle of donations. Stay with me.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello. Hello, my name is Katrina Kavanagh, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on Om Times Radio. So right now I'm sharing with you the story of Nicole Aker's story. And as I sort of already said to you, she was a beautiful photographer who has her own business. And she, additionally to that, you know, prior to her own experience, she was actually also a volunteer for the Heartfelt Foundation. And where we were up to before we went to the break was Nicole was a volunteer, but then she had her own experience where she herself grew a baby within her body for a number of weeks, and then she lost her baby. Her baby passed away, and she then had to have her baby, and then she had the experience of saying goodbye to her baby. And she herself needed the services of Heartfelt herself. So what's happened for Nicole, and I'm just trying to work pretty hard here to get a link up, and I will do that for her fundraising and for her story, her own story of Ava, the beautiful little girl that she delivered, who died, and then therefore she's experiencing the great loss that goes with that. Sorry, I'm trying to post whilst I'm talking. A bit naughty, really. So basically what happened for Nicole was she had Ava, and Ava passed away. And as a result of that, she is very inspired to raise money for other families. And the money goes to the Heartfelt Foundation, and it means that they can then provide this service more and more to other people. At the moment, her goal is to raise $6,500, and at the moment she's on about $2,970, and she's doing that she's halfway there, everyone. She's halfway there. Oh, that's beautiful. She's halfway there at $3,050, or just shy of halfway. So I'll be posting a link for this on my page, and I'll be posting a link on just sharing with Nicole herself on Hush Photography that I'm doing this. But if you're someone who has lost a baby, who knows the agony of that, who feels comfortable in sharing, perhaps donating some money, then I would really encourage you to go in that direction. Now, as an individual person, quite frankly, I get very tired of the constant requests for donations. Wherever you go, I mean, you can't go down in Australia, you can't even go to the hardware store without having some, you know, charity there with their collection bucket. And I'm someone who gives really carefully each year to specific people that I choose. And so I find that usually very intrusive. So I want to recognise that, you know, here I am, I'm talking about a cause, and I'm not meaning, though, for it to be intrusive. I'm just sharing it with you because unless you know, you don't know, right? Okay. And then if you feel drawn to support the Heartfelt Foundation, the correct title is Heartfelt Giving of the Gift of Photographic Memories. That's the name of the organisation. Heartfelt Giving, the Gift of Photographic Memories. So if you're wanting to support them, then you know, I'll give you the links on my page to be able to do that. So far, at the time of, I see a post here from her, she put on her My Cause page, and it says, even with a donation of, at that stage she'd raised $1,765, that was actually going to support 27 families, which is very, very, very amazing. So she's already basically nearly doubled that. So we're talking about over 50 families now are being helped. Now, please feel the warmth that's in my heart right now, the thought that 50 families are going to be helped by the Heartfelt Giving of the Gift of Photographic Memories Foundation. It's phenomenal. And she's aiming for 6,500. So basically what she's aiming for is to assist about 100 families. Okay. On there, when you go to the link, there's a full, Nicole's written beautifully her own story. And this is very, very fresh for her. This has just happened on the 7th of May, 2015. This has just happened for her. And Ava is their fifth child. It's just a beautiful story. But it's a segue to really the topic for today, which is about suffering. You know, when I sit with people as a therapist and a coach, or I'm doing a mediumship consultation or a clairvoyant consultation, we always usually come across some point of suffering that person is experiencing in their life, whether it's a broken heart from, you know, a love relationship that's not worked, whether it's a loss of a child, the worst form of grief, I believe, that exists on the planet, whether it's a separation or a divorce, whether it's physical illness or disability. There's so many ways that we are affected by our own suffering, whether it's our own mental health. You know, just a few weeks ago, I did a show on intrusive thoughts. You know, there are so many people out there who are living either on a day-to-day basis or even having episodes of intrusive thoughts. Now, this is suffering. This is suffering. This is stuff that feels bigger than you're capable of handling at that time. But why do we suffer? You know, why? Why does it happen? So that's what today's show is about. When we look at the area of suffering, and I've done a lot of exploration in the area of suffering because I've experienced my own suffering growing up and in my, you know, adult life as well. Everyone does. But, I had a pretty tricky childhood. I had people in my life. My parents both loved me but didn't know how to love me well, and they didn't know how to be consistently present for me as I grew up. So I had periods of time where both mum or my father were in my life. And then there's these other very big significant periods of times where they weren't in my life. And, you know, they didn't give necessarily, you know, a lot of support because they weren't capable of it. But then there were times when they did give support. So it was always a bit confusing. But the gaps that were left when, you know, my mum left my sister and I at home with my father when I was 6 and my sister was 8 and she went to live somewhere else, we always maintained contact. But that's emotional abandonment, right? And it's painful for a child to experience that, okay? And then for me, I lived with my father for a long time, but then he remarried and it became very tricky to be around. So I left home at 15 and went to live with an auntie. But, you know, that was, again, a really difficult time for me. And, you know, I've forged ahead in my own life and created my own life and had lots of, you know, loving people around me with grandparents and aunts and stuff. And I'm very grateful for that. I've got a strong bond with my sister, of course. Yet there's been some suffering there. There's been a lot of grief there, and because of the childhood, you know, abandonment and neglect, emotional abandonment. Sorry, it's not neglect; it's an emotional neglect, not any other form of neglect. So, you know, there was some suffering there, and I had to learn a lot about suffering and what it felt like, and what I was capable of as far as enduring it and coming out the other side of it. So this is a tiny snippet of my story, but there's plenty more in my story, gosh, around suffering. You know, I've been involved in abusive relationships as an adult woman. I've been quite emotionally needy as an adult woman. I felt that kind of feeling. I've been involved with some really abusive friendships as well. And over the course of learning about that, I've learned so much about myself, of course, because that's what it's all about. Bullying throughout school and then even vocational bullying as well. So it's just there's been these experiences, right? And I'm grateful for them because they've given me the information that really helps me help other people. It's meant I can assure you that I've worked very hard on all of those areas and really done a lot of self-reflection. I'm not saying I'm ever done with it because no one ever is. But, you know, it's a work in progress, but I do the work. I'm also very clear with boundaries. So, when I'm sitting with someone, I don't spend the whole time talking about my experience because I'm there to be of service to them for their experience. But I think there's something that happens to you when you have suffered. It does open you up to understand and have compassion and perhaps some empathy, okay? Not that one person ever knows another person's experience. And if you ever go to a clairvoyant certainly, but a therapist and a coach that says, I know how you feel, that's a big red indicator. It's a big red indicator because it's a red light to really consider whether that person's the right person for you because no one person knows what another person feels like, okay? And when someone says that, that's more about them expressing their own thing. So even though I've had my own experience, I've done a lot of boundary work, I'm very clear when I'm with someone clinically, it's about them, not me. And I do my own clinical supervision behind the scenes, so I look after my own needs there, you know, and I do a lot of self-care and look after myself, of course, so that, you know, I'm okay. But So let's get into the areas of why suffering happens. Let's start with the spiritual, right? Because after experiencing a lot of it myself, and after, to be honest, working in the field of human suffering, if I want to call it that, for the last 22 years, I would say that I have lived a life immersed in suffering, as in bearing witness to others. You cannot work as a therapist and sit with people who are suicidal, who are having suicidal thoughts, who are self-harming, who've come from really complex, tricky backgrounds, who feel very poorly about themselves, who may have eating disorders, who may be in abusive relationships, who may be parents who have abused their children. I've done work with both parents who have abused their children and parents who haven't abused their children. Fellows and women, although mostly, you know, drug and alcohol abuse, domestic violence, what else is there? In and out of prison, forensic drug and alcohol, so many different relationships, lots of relationship work. So grief, of course, the list is endless. So when you are with people experiencing and bearing witness is the right word, to their own human suffering, I've developed an interest as to why. Why do we have to suffer? And certainly that question of why we have to suffer, what is the purpose of suffering, has become a theme in my work and in my life with people. Okay. So this show is about me sharing with you what I found out. Now we're coming up to a break, I think, pretty soon. But let me get started. What can I tell you in a minute before we go to a break? Energetically, what I know, oh, that was the window moving. Energetically, what I know is that we actually are not here just to suffer, okay? I know that from my communication with my spiritual team, what they tell me is all of life, including suffering, so all the good stuff, as well as the feels good, the happiness, the joy, the achievements, the great memories, as well as the suffering, is part of a whole human experience. And we're going to talk more about this. Stay with me. We're just getting to the nitty-gritty of stuff. Stay with me.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffee and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to On Times Radio, and this is I Am Wisdom with me, Katrina Kavanagh, and this is the home of everyday wisdom for your life. And on today's show, we're talking about suffering, the power and the purpose of suffering. And I wanted to begin with the energetic, because this is in this show, we always talk about how the mind work and the energy work comes together. So we're starting with the energy work today, and I'm connecting with my spiritual team, and I've asked them over the years to show me what is the purpose of suffering. Because quite frankly, given that I've been working in the field for 22 years, I wanted to know. And I've had my own experience of suffering. I wanted to know, what was this all about? Give me a re- you know. So what they showed me was that there is all of our experiences on Earth in the physical world. I can't just say on Earth, because let's not get started, but there could be life out there. Anyway, that's a whole other show. But all our experiences on Earth, in the physical world, are all, whether it's a positive experience or in what we would define as a negative experience, it is simply an experience. So from the non-physical perspective, there isn't a value added to it. There isn't a judgment placed upon it. So it's just purely experience. Whereas we experience it clearly as a good experience or not a good experience, it isn't really actually it's not defined as such in the non-physical world. It's simply the soul choosing to have a whole range of experiences. And so that is my understanding. I personally find that to be not too, whilst it's an explanation and I understand that, it's not that comforting, to be honest, okay? It's not that comforting to hear that, because when you're in the midst of suffering, whilst it is an explanation that I'm very grateful to have, it doesn't give me a lot of comfort to think that, well, I'm just meant to be having this experience so that my soul knows what it feels like to suffer. Thank you very much. So that's the first layer of understanding from the non-physical or the energetic experience. The other feeling that I have and the information I have from my spiritual team is that when we experience suffering, so whether we're experiencing a good time or a period of suffering, one of the blessings that we have, one of the opportunities that we have, is to remain connected to the truth of who we are, the essence of our being, that form of ourself that is what I refer to as your powerful spirit. So that fourth energetic dimension of yourself that sits beyond your mind, body, and soul. That's part of you that is the same energy as God or source or universe or creation, whatever it is, that part of yourself. So that if you can be connected in your awareness of that part of yourself whilst you are suffering, okay, or during a period of suffering, that you can use your awareness of that part of yourself as a refuge, to remind yourself that essentially all is well and you are okay. That is part of the purpose and, I believe, the power of suffering. When you feel the strength of your connection to that part of yourself, even at those difficult times, it can give you comfort and it can give you an awareness of who you truly are, to remain connected to that part of yourself, to still perceive and feel yourself as all-powerful, compassionate, kind, capable, powerful, authentic, intuitive, healthy being of the light. When you can be aware of yourself as that, even in the times of suffering, that is one of the experiences that suffering offers you, just as tricky times offers you, because you know what? Happy times, I mean, because even in a happy time when you are full of exhilaration, where everything is going well, when you are so happy or some amazing thing is happening, it is still a challenge to not get caught up in the wonder of the physical experience that's happening. So say, for example, gosh, I don't know. All right, so my daughter just had her – in Australia we have the – or in New South – in the state that I live in, New South Wales, which sits within Australia – they have academically this testing process called NAPLAN, and they assess, you know, a child's level of intellectual achievement in core areas of literacy and numeracy and stuff. Now, I've always known my girl's bright spark, and, you know, she's done some amazing things at 2 years of age. So at the age of 8, we've just received the results of her NAPLAN scores, and quite frankly, in all areas, she's just, I don't know what to say, brilliant, basically. She's got one challenging area, which I share with her, so that's fine, and it doesn't matter anyway. And I, as I said to her, you know, it's that you've put the effort in that matters. But anyway, so, but, you know, here we are, we've had this amazing result. Now, I could allow her to be quick, and myself as well, and my husband, to get so caught up in, oh, my gosh, wow, what a big success. You know, here's my extremely bright, look at these big high scores, blah, 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 blah. And in the exhilaration, and that's a positive experience. And whilst I want her to feel the power of her intellectual mind, I want her to do so whilst connected to what's really important, which is who she really is, okay? So there we have that tricky balance always. Celebrate the good stuff. Immerse yourself in the feeling space of the good stuff, yet still remain connected to the essence and the truth of who you truly are. Same with suffering. Yes, you will experience the suffering. Suffering comes into our life, but please do so with periods of connection. I'm not talking about it's impossible to be overwhelmed in your emotions, okay, and yet at the same time hold an awareness. Well, I shouldn't say impossible because everything's possible. Hold an awareness of who you truly are. You will have a period of being overwhelmed and saturated, and then as long as your awareness can return to the place where you know who you truly are. So we have little visits, right? We have little visits to that place of awareness of who you truly are through the experience of suffering. That is what I'm talking about. So I think that is one of the gifts, if you could use that word. It is the offerings that the experience of suffering gives us. Okay, so beyond the original idea of, or the understanding that it, suffering as well as good times gives us, our soul, the feeling space or the experience of what it feels like to have that experience. Beyond that is the challenge of remaining connected to who we truly are. Okay, remaining connected to who we truly are when we're experiencing suffering or when we're experiencing the good times as well. So I think that is one of the challenges. That's one of the tensions that exists between our physical self and our non-physical self the whole time we're on the planet. And the more we can be connected to our spiritual part of ourselves, that fourth dimension, the energetic field of energy that rests beyond your mind, your body, your soul, that which is what I refer to as your powerful spirit. Other people have other names for it. If we can be as connected to that as much, or in awareness of it as much as possible, then that gives us more peace. It gives us more emotional stability. It gives us opportunities to be emotionally open and connected to those who we care about. It gives us all of those things. And that for me is one of the most important things I'm here to do in this lifetime, to know all that I am, even though I've had these experiences, to know my strength and power, even though I've been hurt along the way. To know that I am of value and I am enough and I am more than enough and I am capable, even though I've got lots of messages by people who didn't really mean to give them, but they did through their actions, that I wasn't enough, that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't worthy of a valuable emotional connection. For me to know that about myself and really feel that the depth of the awareness of that, that's what I'm here for, to know that in the face of all suffering. So I wanted to share that with you so that you can consider that you too in your own life, one of the experiences that can happen for you alongside the suffering are these opportunities to connect with yourself and know your own power even when you're in the face of the suffering, okay? And if you're wanting more help with that, I am here to help you with that. So if you want to work with me, if you want to be one of these people that decide to work with me individually, then I'm here. I'm here to do that, okay? And the best way to do that is obviously to connect with me via, if you're from another country outside of Australia, jump on my Facebook is best. Honestly, I'm much more active. I must update my website. It's a bit behind. But, you know, Facebook, my Facebook page is where I'm most active, facebook.com /Katrina Kavanagh, or Twitter, which is @KatKavanagh, CAVANOUGH, or Instagram. I think you can, someone said to me today, you can message on Instagram. But anyway, sorry, my Instagram address is _KatrinaKavanagh, so KatrinaCavanOugh. Someone said that you can, yeah, that you can message on there. But I don't even know how that works. So please don't send me a message on Instagram yet. The other thing you can do is you can go to the Om Times page, and I'm pretty sure that you can message me from there. I'm just trying to check the link to see if it, oh, something funny comes up. Anyway, I must go on to Om Times and get that shifted and changed. But either way, all the links for my social media, including my website, are on the Om Times page. So if you go to Om Times, so that's omtimes.com/IOM/host/Katrina-Kavanagh. A quicker way just would be to Google Om Times Radio and then my name, Katrina Kavanagh. That will take you to my platform page with Om Times Radio. And if you scroll down past the show description, you'll see my website details, my connection to Balance by Deborah Hutton publications, and my architectural change stuff on mariashriver.com, but also links to my Facebook page as well. Yeah, it takes you straight there, right there, which is great. So that's where you can find me if you're wanting to connect with me. You might have some questions from the show. I've got a question from one of my listeners. I'm getting back to you, lovely person, the beautiful woman who sent me a question about, she was listening to my show and she wanted to know, I'll find you and I'll answer. There you go, Sarah, beautiful Sarah. I've got your question. I'm listening to your show right now, but I missed the name of the article you're talking about when you were talking about our loved ones being okay when they pass, no matter how they die. Sarah, that's my book, Wisdom for Your Life, available on what's that platform, everyone? Amazon.com and in all good bookstores. Coming up after the break, we're going to finish our conversation on suffering. I've got some announcements and I'm just wanting to share my heartfelt connection with you, so stay with me.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you're listening to the last section of the show today on Om Times Radio. Wow, what a great show it's been. It's felt very special to me. And I've been talking to you all the way from Australia, and I'm in my office in a gorgeous little cottage. So I get this visual, this gorgeous little cottage. And the cottage is called Karuna Healthcare. And it's a, in this building, we have a homeopath and we have a muscle, my pronunciation is getting a bit wonky here, a muscle skeletal therapist. And we have a beautiful Julie who's on the front desk. And then we have me in here as well. So you've got to imagine this gorgeous old cottage. And I'm sitting in a space which has a high ceiling and a picture rail around. And I've brought some, I've painted it the colours I want, which is, you know, I'm a bit of a neutral girl, so I love whites and greens. And this is the space that I create for people to come for healing and counselling and therapy, and also coaching, but also intuitive readings, you know, clairvoyant readings and mediumship readings. And I also sit here and do my radio show. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful sunny day. We're coming into spring, coming into spring, coming into spring here in the southern hemisphere. And I think you may be in the season of fall over up in the northern hemisphere. So your beautiful, or the leaves will be turning gorgeous colours. Seriously, this is my most favourite time of year. Spring and autumn, or autumn as we call it, fall as you call it, is just, I can just do a whole show of me raving about how much I love that. So today's show has all been about suffering. And so far I've talked about the spiritual or non-physical explanation that I have as to why we suffer, and I hope that that's been helpful. Earlier in the show, I shared with you a little story of Nicole Akers, a woman I know, the story of her own loss of her baby girl Ava, and as a result, she's now fundraising for a beautiful foundation called the Heartfelt. I'm sorry, the correct name is eluding me. Sorry, Nicole. So we've got the Heartfelt Giving, the Gift of Photographic Memories. And this is a beautiful organization that comes and takes photographs for babies that have passed away as a sacred keepsake for the parents, which really can help with the grieving process. Okay. And I say that based on my experience as a grief therapist who's worked with a lot of people who have lost children, and especially babies, but also a social worker who's been frontline with these families in the birthing unit when this is happening, okay? So I have witnessed the intense agony and shock and overwhelming feelings that parents feel, and grandparents and siblings, when they have created a life and then that life ends way sooner than it was meant to. Sometimes just a few weeks gestation, you know, 19, 20, 21 weeks gestation through to even living, going full term, and then being born and passing away at that stage. So if you feel inclined, if you feel drawn to perhaps assist Nicole in her quest to raise some money and give that money to the Heartfelt Giving of the Gift of Photographic Memories organization, because what they do is they have photographers that will come and take photographs for the families in their volunteer position. So her goal is to raise $6,500, and if she does, that's going to help 100 families. She's halfway there, so we're already sitting at the 50 families mark. It's beautiful. So if you feel drawn to that, go to my page. That's facebook.com/Katrina Kavanagh, and you'll see all the links there, or you can go direct to Nicole's page. She's a photographer herself, Hush Photography, H-U-S-H Photography. Go there and you can see the link there, where she very, very bravely, openly, authentically and honestly shares her story of the loss of her baby Ava, what that's meant for her, what that's been like for her and her family, and why she's using this as a way to inspire her to raise some money for the Heartfelt Giving of the Gift of Photographic Memories organization. Okay. Oh, dear. The sadness, hey? The sadness. So please consider that if you were drawn to do that. Also, Nicole does beautiful work just as a photographer as well. So if you're looking for, if you're in the Wollongong or Sydney or surrounds area and you're looking for photographer that has who is a really beautiful person who will give you her all and give you her best, then I cannot recommend Nicole's services enough. So Hush Photography, okay? You can find her details at the Facebook page of facebook.com/Hush, H-U-S-H Photography. Right, so very grateful to be able to share Nicole's experience with you. So for the rest of the show today, though, I want to just finish up with some more information about why we suffer. And I want to acknowledge that one of the reasons why we suffer is, so there's the spiritual understanding I've just given you, but there's reasons why we suffer. And when we understand the reasons why we suffer, then we can actually work on some of those, which actually reduces their suffering. So one of the key, the two key areas that I want to talk about here is our conditioning. Okay, we learn, we pick it up unconsciously, how to do anger, how to do fear, how to do conflict, how to react to trauma, how to react to crisis, how to react to sad and scary things happening. We learn how to do those emotions and those responses by usually our conditioning, which is bearing witness to our own family, usually our mother and father, or other caregivers. We learn off them. We learn how they do it, right? And then some of us go along and go, that's not how I want it to be for me. And they can shift and change and do other things, you know, make other choices. But most of us, it sits in the unconscious part of our brain, and then it will move forward to the conscious part of our awareness once we start to begin the work on that area. And that's where the magic happens. That's where the magic happens when we bring it from the unconscious to the conscious. Either in therapy or coaching or just through your own reflection, when you can bring into your awareness the dynamics that you're playing out in your own life that you've picked up away, what I call conditioning, some amazing shifts can happen for you, really amazing shifts, and you can really change the way you experience suffering. I know this because I've done a lot of work of this personally myself, and I have shifted the way I suffer. Doesn't mean I don't suffer anymore, but I do experience tricky things in my life very differently to how I did in my early 20s and even 30s. So, and it's a progress. I'm evolving every week. It's different. Something to learn about myself. I'm very open to do that, very open to my own reflection. So it's about conditioning. So I want you to be considering that everyone has conditioning, right? And if you're finding an area that's tricky in your life, and this is the signs are tricky relationships, you're having difficulties at work, you're having difficulties in how you feel yourself, right? So it's if you're having difficulties in those areas, all they are just signposts, just simply signposts that something needs to shift, all right? So I want you to be aware of that we are part of our conditionings, and our conditioning is what gives us our thoughts and our feelings and the way we respond and react, okay? It also is our conditioning, and this is the second area I wanted to mention quickly. It's also our conditioning that's taught us how to feel and think about ourselves in any given moment. Now, I've spoken a lot on this program about the importance of self-perception and how it's our thoughts, our most inner layer of self-perception that matter the most, the way we are feeling and thinking about the way we are coping with what life is bringing us. So not how we're coping with life, but the way, bring ourselves back another layer, the way we are thinking and feeling about the way we are coping with life. So if we're grieving, that is a factual thing, we're grieving. Okay, so to use Nicole's example, she's grieving, the family's grieving. To use another client I spoke to recently, they're grieving too about the loss of their mother. So all of those people are grieving. Now what I try to support and coach by all my clients to do who are grieving is to not be too cruel and hard on themselves about the way they are grieving. Okay, they are going to grieve, and they are going to grieve in their own way. So I support people to be kind to themselves and to be compassionate and say, based on who I am and what I understand so far, the way I am responding to this grief is completely understandable. The way I'm feeling about this grief is completely understandable. And from that place, compassion and empathy for ourselves is possible. And that's the healing spot. That's the access point for healing. I want you to hear that again. That's the access point for healing. So I'm going to leave that with you. We're coming up to the end of the show, and I did want to mention a few little tiny announcements. I'm very fortunate to say, with the greatest big humble heart, that my event on the 16th of October which is an event of connection to spirit and a little bit of having a bit of a glimpse into your future. The one that I'm doing, I'm there as a medium, I'm there as my using my clairvoyant abilities. I'm pretty much sold out. I've got 6 tickets to go. Okay. I'm planning some other events. I'm planning some events next year as well. So I'll keep you posted on those. But the humble, I cannot describe to you what it's like for me. I cannot describe to you what it's like to me to be nearly sold out. It just, I can't, that's this thing. There's no words. So I just want to thank everyone that are coming along. I'm really looking forward to sharing time with you on that evening. It's going to be a very special evening. It's going to be an evening of connecting, looking, getting some glimpses, and I'm doing it in a really special way. You'll be getting some very individualized attention from me. If you're the person or the people, tell me more than one, selected, you'll be getting some individual attention from me. And it will be a bit different to what you might have experienced previously at other mediumship events. Wherever you are, I wish you the best week. Wherever you are, I wish you the best feelings about yourself that are possible in this moment. And wherever you are, I wish you and a place of understanding and awareness and a place of compassion that you are who you are where you're meant to be, and this moment right now, all is well and you are okay. So namaste. Talk to you next week. Have a fantastic week. Take care. Bye-bye.